Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning with praise on our lips and on our hearts. We praise you for mercy, and we want to thank you for living in our praises. We praise you for being our Lord and our Savior. Also, thank you for the kids who came to VBS, and so many have asked you into their hearts. Thank you that you are the God who cares about the poor and feeds the hungry. You also care about those who are struggling. Please help us to be your messengers of grace, justice, love, and mercy, and help us to care for them as well. Thank you for the organizations that we learned about in VBS who are helping people: City Team, Cake for Kids, Loaves and Fishes, and West Valley Community Services. We are so grateful to be a part with these outreaches and are able to witness your love here at West Valley Presbyterian Church. Keep us close to you, Lord, and forgive us when we wander. Please strengthen us when we are weak, and hold us in the palm of your hands, and guide us step by step. Encourage us when we despair. Heal us of our sickness, work through us, and despite our frailty, shine the light of your steadfast through us. May we be filled with compassion, humility, and may we seek justice and reconcile for all people. Please pray for Jim Walker as he is in the hospital. Lord, can we grow complacent? We can grow complacent. Keep us from being stunted in our Christian walk. Help us to move forward always with a desire to grow closer to you. Be with our community, our nation, and our world. Bring your peace and wisdom to our leaders. Be with those who are persecuted for their faith. And remind us of how fortunate we are to be able to worship together in freedom. May we trust you and love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And now, as our Savior taught us, let us pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Psalm 34, 1-8. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
Thank you for reading that, Monica. I wanted Monica to read this morning because she did such a great job organizing and leading our VBS. Let's just thank her again, please. It was really, really wonderful. And she had the great idea of actually having City Team, Loaves and Fishes, Cake for Kids, and West Valley Community Services actually come on site. So the kids could actually see the people in charge. And then when West Valley Community Services came in, they got to go to this huge, like, mobile trailer type thing where they would move around and feed, go to the people with the food and stuff like that, where they could actually experience what was going on in the community. So we also learned the biblical foundation of all this, how Jesus fed the hungry and helped the poor, and also how Jesus satisfies our own spiritual hunger. I want you to know we are so glad that your kids are here this morning. I just want you to stay and make all the noise you want. I'm so glad you're here. And I want to thank the children for staying in worship today. Those of you that were able to come, we're so glad that you're here. I also want to thank all the houseboats youth, if you're here this morning, that I know Houseboats was truly successful. Also this year, many of our VBS kids and our Houseboats kids accepted Christ for the first time. And then our Houseboats kids came back and helped with VBS, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the children the following week. So it was really wonderful. So again, the theme was, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And the oh, taste and see, you see it says oh, the NIV translation takes out the oh, but the King James Version, it's another translation of scripture, leaves it in. And I like oh, taste and see. It's almost like, it's almost as just begging us, pleading with us, please try God on. Give God a chance. You will see that God is good. You will see that if you move in faith and you get to know Christ, this is the way you were meant to live. You will just want more and more of Him. I like the O there. I like the O. But many resist this simple command, even though it is what is most important in our lives and in our kids' lives. And we resist for different reasons. Just like we resist tasting things. I remember when I was a kid and my mom made this orange jello with little mandarin oranges in it. I don't know, does anybody bringing that to the picnic? Oh, okay, but some of you know. Okay, so, I must have been about six, and I remember sitting there refusing to eat it because it wobbled. It wobbled. And most of my food didn't wobble. But when I finally tasted it, it became my favorite thing. And I would say, Mom, when are you going to make that orange jello with the mandarin orange slices in it again? Once I tasted it, I could see. And, you know, we can resist the Lord for all kinds of different reasons. But the psalmist is saying that if we would just try, just step out in faith, actually experience His goodness, there isn't anything better. And again, that same psalm says, oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Give God a try for yourself, for your family, for your kids. Just the teachings of Jesus alone develops moral fiber. An understanding of God's love and forgiveness gives our kids a sense of grace in their lives instead of a performance quota, you know, that they're supposed to base their worth on. The importance of belonging to a community of faith, so critical when more and more we read in the literature that there's no sense of belonging in our culture anymore. Kids drifting around with no grounding or sense of home. Where do I go? And most important, a personal relationship, of course, with Jesus Christ that will be with them for all their life, for all eternity. But as important as these things are, we can ignore it. It's easy to not invest in it because life is just too crowded. Yet, when this question gets asked to parents, what would you prefer? Your child gets into Harvard, Princeton, Yale, or Stanford, but has no moral character, or gets into a lesser school, but has moral character. Most all the parents chose the latter option. Even so, putting God first often gets sidelined due to busyness for less important things that eat up our family time that in the end don't create the kinds of kids we want anyway. And yes, it is very difficult to stand against the tide in this area, the Bay Area, where less than 2% of the population attend church. Just want to challenge you as parents, as grandparents, stand against the tide. Be different than the majority. Be part of the 2% and make it a 3, 4, or 5%. Make it 50% someday, perhaps. The psalmist reminds us this morning, oh, taste and see. We were created for a deep, lasting, intimate relationship with our Creator. Taste and see that this is most important and very, very good. And give the Lord a chance in your life and in your kids' lives. Let your taste buds swoon in the flavor of His presence. Pay attention to the living truth of God's presence. Taste it. Try it. Give God a chance with your lives. Now, as I said, we have had a wonderful VBS, wonderful children here who did just that. And thank you if you brought kids to VBS. Over 20 kids asked Jesus into their heart. And I'm convinced that we can learn so much from our kids. They have so few defenses up. Less criticisms about the institutional church. Less experience of life that has bogged them down and made them cynical. They just simply receive the good news gladly and rejoice. And these kids did taste with eagerness at VBS and saw that the Lord was good. The decisions this past week that were made were eternal decisions. And now you and I as parents, as grandparents, as a congregation need to nurture these kids and bring them along. So parents, grandparents, bring your kids to church. Bring your neighbor kids to church. Once they come to VBS, it's so important to keep it going. We need to nurture. We need to continue this experience. That's why the church exists. As they taste and see, they need to continue to be able to taste and see. Well, I'd like to quote from one of the late theologians of our time who also talked about tasting and seeing in his own way. It's Dr. Seuss, my favorite kids' book author. He wrote this book called Green Eggs and Ham. Who's heard of the book Green Eggs and Ham? Probably the best known Seuss's work. So we're going to put out Sam I Am up on the screen. Sam I Am, there he is. Nice guy. On the first the next page is that guy there with the hat. He's our resistant character. It begins with a huge bias against Sam I Am before the book even gets started. And we don't know why. Seuss doesn't tell us. And it's the same way with us. Sometimes we can start with a huge bias against the things of God, the spiritual life, the church. Before we even taste and see the truth of God's goodness, we've already got these walls up. So the lines here are, that's Sam I Am. That's Sam I Am. I do not like that Sam I Am. This guy, whose name we never know, starts with this huge resistance, huge bias right up front. Then Sam I Am appears on the stage. Do you like green eggs and ham? Well, maybe you don't like me, but maybe you like this plate of food. Again, I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham. And this becomes the running chorus through the book as Sam I Am tries to get this belligerent, resistant adult to taste and see. Just taste and see. You've got to admire Sam I Am for his pluck. He keeps at it. Would you like them here or there? Oh, taste and see. But the response is still a standoff. I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Sam I Am, of course, never stops smiling. You know, like kids who bug us and they never stop smiling. I want more, want more. But also like the Lord, right? Who pursues and keeps at it, trying to convince and connive and create a scenario that will appeal to our negativity, our criticism, our cynicism, our walls, trying to break those walls down. Almost like God saying, if you reject me, if you go after other things, I'm going to become like you, a human being, and die and rise so that you can taste and see that I am good, that I love you that much. I'm going to go to every length I can to reach out to you and convince you that if you just taste and see, you will find me very good. So the next picture, would you like them in a house, maybe? Would you like them with a mouse? Now he's really mad. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. So now I'm skipping pages and pages of this story. You can kind of get where it's going. And the standoff continues as kids hopefully are learning to read as they go along. And then finally we get to page 53 where Sam I Am says to his belligerent friend who is now exhausted by this relentless pursuit, you do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them and you may, I say. Next picture is Sam. If you will let me be, I will try them. You will see. Look at how beleaguered that guy looks. Reminds me of what Anne Lamott said about her own conversion to Christ. She kept resisting the Lord, his claim on her life. She said the Lord, though, was like a kitten at her heels, who would not leave her alone, kept pestering by the Holy Spirit. Finally, she knelt in her living room and said, okay, God, I give my life to you. You win. I can't resist you anymore. Just leave me alone. And here we have this guy finally giving in to the relentless pursuit of Sam I Am. What happens next? Does anybody know what happens next? Yeah? No? Yes? So you do? What happens next? You are so right. He tries them and he likes them. So let's go there. He says, you're absolutely right. Say, I like green eggs and ham. You're right. I do. I like them, Sam. I am. And I would eat them in a boat and I would eat them with a goat and I will eat them in the rain and in the dark and on a train and in a car and in a tree. They are so good. So good, you see. So I will eat them in a box. Can you imagine him eating them in a box? And I will eat them with a fox and I will eat them in a house and I will eat them with a mouse and I will eat them here or there. Say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam, I am. You get the sense, don't you, that this guy is totally bought in and that no matter where he goes, green eggs and ham is going to be close by. And then he thanks Sam, I am, for his relentless pursuit that finally paid great dividends. That what he thought was not important or what he thought he didn't like or was a turnoff actually satisfied him and brought him joy in the end. As we are meant to thank God for his relentless pursuit of us, to taste and see that he is good, that his steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. I so wish all of you could have been in the room as kids one by one or in small groups came into my office and talked to me about their relationship with Christ during VBS week. They were checking God out. They were tasting and seeing. They were asking questions. They wanted to know more. And for some kids, it was a new thing. For others, it was a rededication. For still others, they just wanted to tell me about their walk with the Lord. And I was so honored. The simple faith of kids is so refreshing. One little girl told me that she asked Jesus into her heart and felt his peace flooding through her. Another little girl who is already a Christian told me that a number of times she had heard God's voice calling her by her Chinese nickname just as she was waking up. So her family called her Solomon Jr. since Solomon was one of the Samuel Jr., since Samuel was one of the ones in the Bible who heard God's voice calling to him, calling his name. Another boy asked for a Bible after asking Jesus into his heart for the first time. And someone else told me that after asking Jesus in, he was recognizing in himself that he had more love for people. And then there was Solomon. That's why I said Solomon before I was mixed up. But then there was Solomon. This really was Solomon. That's Solomon right there. That's my office. He's in there. Now, last year, you got to know, Solomon came to VBS. He wanted to be a pastor last year, but then, since then, he's changed his mind. He decided instead he wanted to be now a worship director, and he told me, he was preaching to me, he said, it's in worshiping God that we feel his presence the most, he told me. And in so many words, he essentially said that he wanted people to taste and see that the Lord was good by leading them into a worship experience in a way where they would know that God was so good, better than they could ever imagine. And I asked him, Solomon, how would you do that? How would you lead people into a worship experience like that? And he began to sing for me, and I stopped him, and I asked, could I take a video of you doing this? So this is what Solomon did.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
So beautiful. We've got so much to learn from our kids, right? It's just simple faith, so heartfelt, the openness to the goodness of God without, you know, cynicism or resistance, the eager willingness to receive the Lord As adults, we have so much to learn from our kids. I think that's why Jesus said, unless you receive me like one of these children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Robert Coles is a well-known Harvard psychologist who did studies, by the way, on early faith experiences in children. And in his writings and research, he finds that kids who have experiences of God's presence when they are very young continue to refer to those experiences all through their lives to guide them, direct them, and remind them of God's care for them. And those experiences they have as very young children brings them hope and gets them through the valleys in their adult life over and over again. Very significant set of studies that he did. But I just want to encourage all of you to allow children in your life, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, or you have kids in the neighborhood, bring them to church. Put that first in your family life. Allow your own resistances to fall down, because kids don't have those kinds of resistances. Open up the church community for children that you have in your life. And I want to thank all of you for being here today. If you haven't given the Lord a chance in your life, I'd invite you to give him a try, to taste and see with the children and with millions of others down through the centuries that the Lord is very good. The Lord is faithful in all things. We need him. We were created for him. You don't want to go through life without him. So as our VBS Psalm 34 tells us, this is the other part of the psalm where it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I'd love it if we could read this together. Let's do that. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You are known by God, the psalmist wrote, that God relentlessly pursues you today, wanting you to taste and see. God is close to the brokenhearted, the crushed in spirit, the troubled, those who know they need help. Maybe that's you today. So if you're ready to receive Christ as a little child for the first time, or again, rededicate to him, would you pray with me? Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today aware of our weaknesses, our pushback, our resistance to your invitation, our resistance to your call to make you Lord of our lives. We are aware, Lord, too, that our choices in this life make a huge difference, especially our choice for you and putting you first as a priority. Lord, if there's anyone here who needs to taste and see you for the first time, that you are good, and ask you into their heart, I pray that they would do that right now simply by praying, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. I need your help. I want to be your child. I want to taste and see that you are good in my life." And for the rest of us, Lord, who have perhaps known you for a long time, but let the practice of coming to church regularly, of serving your people, of giving generously, of loving you with our whole being, heart, soul, mind, and strength go by the wayside, as other things have distracted us and pulled us in different directions. So we pray, Lord, that you would forgive us, and we recommit ourselves to you. We commit to nurturing and supporting our children and raising them in the faith and making that a priority. We commit to our own spiritual growth, too, because we need you, too. And we also know that when our children see us praying, reading the scripture, and serving with other Christians with our whole heart, they will catch our fervor and passion for you. May we taste and see that you are good each and every day, O Lord, you who are the great pursuer of all humanity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out today and recognize that God is closer than your breath, that he knows you, he knows the hairs on your head. Taste and see that the Lord is good in and through every moment that you live, for he has given you that moment. Go in the peace and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen.